Blog Talk Radio.
Bang! He stares in the eyes of the man who despises him.
Said when I came out the womb, my little black sister raised in the air like bugs. And she was proud, because I was going to take after her, not give her to her.
Welcome to Flight 3D. This is your captain speaking. We ask that you please note the emergency exits and safety signs in the event our journey becomes just too deep.
All right, we're going to get into the language that I like. The Lord is powerful, right?
Super nigga can't put a basketball down. He lead tall super nigga in a single bound. Super nigga ain't got no degrees, he ain't got no time for that. Street corner, crack houses, projects, his natural habitat. Super nigga got super strength, speed and agility. So it's understandable when the cops beat him down to the best of their ability. Super nigga has no supervision. Instead he has super issues. Between 17 and 25 super inches, used to satisfy them super sisters.
Were they clone little black girls who won't die but fight? Were they clone little black girls who supplement stamina for endless struggles to write? Were they clone little black girls like Asada, Sonia, Tubman, knowing what they know? Were they clone little black girls like Nikki, Zora, Mommy, Grandma? Who orchestrate train?
Ain't nobody got more than us. Aspiring artists spit saliva in their palms, producing hits, making noise with their fists. Lanky limbros and afros break beats and pop lock on dance flows.
Let me talk to you for a second.
Welcome. This is spoken word poetry, the art, the industry, the viability, with your co-host Jacqueline Taylor Adams. And our cardinal co-host, Sweet Francois. Hello, Francois. How are you?
Peace, everybody. How are you, Jacqueline? Glad to be here again this Monday.
All righty. This is great. This is great. So I'm getting ready to open up the chat room right now. The chat room is now open if you want to come on by. And also, please be willing to post your comments during the radio show as it streams live. So we are here and we want to just catch up a little bit. As I want everybody still get to know Sweet Francois a little bit more. So just share yourself and what's coming up, because I know Soul Opera is coming up and you have a few things going on. So why don't you share?
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Give thanks, you know, first to the Creator for allow me the opportunity to have so many things happening in 2013. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to use my platform to bring spoken word to various, you know, to share in a different genre and to get people who don't typically listen to spoken word to come out. So I'm thankful for that. Let's see, it's February. Friday, I am performing at World Cafe Live in Wilmington as an opening act for Infinity Jazz Band. I'm excited to be in front of some real straight-head jazz artists to mix in some spoken word on that stage. That's exciting for me. And February 24th, I'm performing with another jazz band who's not straight-head jazz, but more contemporary jazz. And we've done a track with them by the name of Point Blank with the infamous Gerald Chavez. So I'm very excited about that opportunity. That's at World Cafe Live in Philly on the 24th. And then, as you mentioned, March 14th, which is also my birthday weekend, we are having Soul Opera, Telling Stories of Love and Life Through Poetry, Music, and Song at World Cafe Live, also in Wilmington. So, you know, all the events can be found at peacelovepoetry.com, where you can always find me under Sweet Franchon, S-U-I-T-E, F-R-A-N-C-H-O-N, on Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff. So I look forward to sharing with everybody. You know, the Peace, Love, and Poetry Soul Opera movement is growing, and I've been fortunate to have some great artists on stage with even, you know, the guests we have coming on later this evening Either Poet MC has been a regular at my events, so I'm looking forward to sharing with him tonight as well.
All right, that's real great. I did the best I could. I speed typed it all the way through, but as she said, just go to www.peace, P-A-E-C-E, love, L-O-V-E, poetry, P-O-E-T-R-Y.com, and you can get all the details and the schedules there for February and March. And you got to make sure you check out Soul Opera as well. If you, I think you Google that or check it out on YouTube, you'll see some great videos that explain a little bit more what Soul Opera is. So, you know, the one thing I did want to talk about is just a show and its format and the Master Griot group on Facebook. This
yes.
show, you know, I guess I just did a phrase today, business beyond the word. You know, we're
yes.
talking about spoken word, but it's not just about the poetry. It's more about the business end. And
mm-hmm.
even more importantly, looking at it as an industry, it, you know, it's a special place we're in right now that actually did a survey back in 2006, and 90% of the poets that responded to the survey did not view spoken word as an industry.
Yeah.
And I really feel it's an industry, and it's a great gateway industry. And
mm-hmm.
because especially the poet that writes, the spoken word poet that writes their work, there are a lot of opportunities, you know. So, you know, because of your writing, because of your skill, there are a lot of, you know, opportunities to earn income and to establish, you know, a real career and, you know, spawning from your spoken word. So one of the main goals that I do want to do with it is to bring, I'm bringing small business people to the table, and I'm bringing poets to the table. But a lot of times I think the poets come to think that they're coming amongst a poetry lover group, but you're really coming amongst a group of business people. And
yeah, yeah.
our objective is to form relationships, get to know them. These are small business people. And like they get to know me because I help them with marketing, and I'm showing them how a relationship with a poet can really help you market your business in so many ways. So when you do come over to the Facebook group, you're going to, you know, you're going to see a lot of people posting about different things and all, but 98% of these people are entrepreneurs and have their own business. So it's time to start networking and seeing about them, because if you want them to check out your work, you got to be willing to check out what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And as we form those relationships with business people, these are people, you know, this is functioning on a different level. Like, they may personally like your poetry, but you want them to do more than buy a CD. You want the opportunity for them to sponsor you, to advertise, you know, all different type of things that a business needs to help get their message out. And again, the poet is a great gateway for that. So I really want us to get to the point that we're really a conduit for networking and collaboration with small businesses and poets. So from the local, you know, to the regional, to the national level, that our businesses, we can start supporting one another by helping one another and, you know, funding one another. The poets, you have the ear of the people. And we have small businesses trying to get their message out.
Yeah. I think what's important, too, is the what I see as a small movement is taking place is amongst poets is that they're starting to take they're creating an industry. They're taking their own careers by the horns and saying, hey, you know, I want to do more than just perform. I want to make this hobby a business. I want to make money. I want to get a heat off of this. And therefore, you know, they're beginning to make, you know, certain demands and expectations of those that book them to be paid for their services, to be treated like any other performing artist. And so it's a good time for poets right now, and it's a lot of people that, you know, with this age of social media and things that are creating their own television shows, their own entertainment companies around the industry of poetry. So it's a good time And I'm excited about that because, you know, just like you said, you know, 10 years ago, you didn't see this happening. You know, people expected poets to come to open mics and be happy and just to perform, you know. But now, just as if they would pay any other artist to sing or to dance, they are getting more respect as professionals. And that's a really good thing for the industry.
Definitely. And then they have to also demand it for themselves. I was actually talking with Renee Reyes. And, you know, unfortunately, she is not, and she's world renowned. She's out of Portugal. And then she came over to the United States. But, you know, she performed and she works on an international level. Right now she's in Southern California for a few months, and then she'll be back. She's back and forth between here and Portugal. But she stated, you know, when she's working hard back in early, you know, 2000 through 2006 and all, it was a lot of time hard to convince people, you know, to even work for that, not to, you know, go about passing a hat, you know, those different type of things. And it once, you know, it left a bitter, you know, kind of taste in her mouth. But, you know, she has leveraged her poetry into a $1 million+ business. Mm-hmm. But, and it's not just strictly poetry, but she's, you know, she's Grammy, she is a ghostwriter there. And this is where we say these are all these auxiliary opportunities that, you know, we have to showcase our talents and different things. So that's just one, you know, just far as the show for the people, just wanted to share with them, just to let them know that this show is about definitely exploring the poetry, because I know we always have people who don't realize how diverse poetry is. So I love to show people that, you know, poetry can do so much more for you. And but also, you know, we're looking at spoken word as an industry. Right. And we're definitely working to make it more viable. And like you said, as opportunity comes, you know, people seeing it with TV and with, you know, the internet and, you know, and as many great things as I see, there are still things I envision that I have yet to see. So it's really exciting. And we are going to get ready to bring on our guest. I think E is on the line, so get ready to bring him on. And as you introduce him, Francois, I'm going to look up. I did download some of his music, so I'm going to look it up and then upload it. And when we take a break, we'll be able to play some of his music, some of his spoken word. Okay, then. So I'm opening up the line. Hello, E?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. So I just want to welcome you here to Master Griot Radio. And as I stated, I'm going to take a moment and find the spoken word that I uploaded for you while Francois introduces you to the world.
All right.
Well, hello, E. How are you? I'm so glad to hear your voice. Well, I'd just like to introduce to the listeners that are listening today to Master Griot Radio to let them know who you are. Most people, especially on the East Coast, already know who you are as a poet and a Griot Soul recording artist. But I like to introduce you formally to everyone, all the listeners. Everyone, we have on the line joining us tonight, Griot Soul recording artist and poet, E the Poet MC. He is a gifted poet. He is doing a lot of things to change the industry of poetry and to get people to respect it as a multimedia opportunity. He's working with a company, Torchlight Entertainment, which has several legs. They have the Art of Conversation. They have Torchlight Studios, Griot Soul Recording, Torchlight Management, and Torchlight Films. And also, an event I'm looking forward to seeing is I Am My Brother's Keeper. So please welcome me, the Poet MC.
All right.
Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, good. E, before our break, I just wanted you to take a moment for us, please, and tell us, you know, a little bit about who you are, how you come to this place, and what do you, you know, give us a glimpse of how you think your work is changing the industry of poetry right now.
Okay, well, I'm a spoken word artist. I began on the spoken word scene back in 1992. And I call myself E, the Poet MC, because it's I kind of represent the connection between the culture of hip-hop, you know, where I come from, and the new spoken word movement. You know, if you look at it historically, you got the Black Arts Movement, started with Amiri Baraka and taking on the work of the last poets and that sort of thing. That's what actually gave rise to the continuation of Black oral tradition through hip-hop culture. And many of us who are currently on the spoken word scene actually owe a debt of gratitude to the resurgence of Black oral tradition and there being an audience for that. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, the poetry thing kind of fell to the wayside. You'll see this newfound spoken word movement owes that kind of debt of gratitude to the hip-hop culture. So I try to represent that whole cyclical relationship between spoken word art producing the hip-hop movement and the hip-hop movement reintroducing the spoken word back to the crowds and all that sort of thing as a live entertainment art form. And what we try to do, most of the work that I'm trying to do as far as the with the music recording, we started a label called Griot Soul Recordings. And it's the attempt is to do for spoken word culture what happened with the early days of hip-hop culture. In the early days of hip-hop culture, it was mainly a performance-based art form, but it didn't really travel beyond that in the New York area for like 10 years before the first rap record. So what we're trying to do is try to represent spoken word beyond just the open mic venues and the feature shows. We're actually moving into multimedia facets such as like music videos, music production, and a whole like just different ways of representing, if you will, spoken word to the masses.
Absolutely. I absolutely appreciate that so much, because one of the reasons I created Soul Opera was, as you say, to introduce in a different platform spoken word and poetry. And so that I am able to attract those who wouldn't necessarily go to an open mic poetry reading. And I find that when, like, the more creative we become with presenting spoken word in various mediums as you're choosing to do, we will begin to touch people who haven't touched before and who are exposed to spoken word in a different way. And I just think that we are, you know, I'm thankful that we have people like you and Chris K.P. Brown of Poetry 24/7. You know, we have Jacqueline doing this Master Grid Radio and so many various opportunities right now for us to share poetry and to expand it. And as you said, to be on the forefront of something new, to just as it was in hip-hop. So I appreciate that connection that you've just explained to our listeners. So that's awesome.
Great.
I don't know, Jacqueline, are we ready to take a break yet, or I can keep talking to E? We want to keep moving until she gives us a cue.
Okay, cool.
Well, you know, one of my favorite poems, I have two favorite poems of yours, as Bambi and as Black Men. You know, I don't know which ones we're going to play today, but tell us, before we get into that, I want to know more about, personally, so I might as well share it with everybody. I want to know more about Am I My Brother's Keeper? How did it come about, and what can we expect at that show?
Well, what we're doing with that, this is a feature poetry show taking place in Philadelphia featuring, you know, some of the Philadelphia heavyweights. I recently moved there, so I'm glad the brothers let me get down with them. It's featuring Shyster, a.k.a. Mrs. Betty's son, Sam I Am, a vision from Spoken Soul 215. You may have seen him on the CNN, Who is Black in America? PYPM in Philadelphia. And Sam I Am, Shyster, and myself. And what it is, this is a series of shows that's going to come from Just Poetry Entertainment, a company started by Shyster. And it's, you know, just taking it to doing shows just on a bigger level, beyond just the open mic level. We're packaging groups of poets in themed shows. And this themed show is entitled Am I My Brother's Keeper? Real Men,
right.
Real Talk. And what it gives you is like something that we usually don't really get a lot of from the men on the spoken word scene. Usually, of course, because poetry venues are full of women, you know, you have some men who tend to write in a manner that kind of caters to what a woman may want to hear, like you're the goddess of the moon and all that sort of thing. And that's a beautiful thing. But a lot of times I think women want a more vulnerable, real presentation, like what actually goes on in the heart and minds of men. So we've noticed, like, we're fans of each other because all of us have that element in what we write. Most of us are fathers. You know, we're concerned about the future of our people, our children. We're concerned about the condition of the black male image in general. So being fans of one another, we decided to put together a show wherein, you know, we bring men to the table for, you know, some real men for some real talk. So it's going to be a real exciting show. It's going to be a little theatrical. It's, you know, it's a lot of surprises involved. So, you know, I would say, it's going to be a powerful show.
I'm all so excited about that. I'm so glad I'm not gigging that day. I checked my calendar as soon as I saw it. And I thought, I'm going to make it to that one. Because also, you know, again, that's what soul opera is. We take themes and we use music and poetry to tell stories and to focus on those themes. And we talk about universal themes of love, hope, you know, resilience and all those things to keep our people encouraged through the artistic medium. So it's, you know, I'm so excited that the brothers are coming on stage together. And I know, just because I know all of you as poets, but more importantly, just anytime you get men to speak from their heart and have a safe place to do that and to share that, I know it's going to be a powerful piece. So I'm really looking for Am I My Brother's Keeper. Before we move on, can you give them the details of that show one more time? I know it's in Philly, and give them the time, date, location, and all that good stuff.
It's definitely. It's in Philly. It's going to be at a restaurant called Aprons. That's APRONS. That's at 1621 Cecil B. Moore, right near Temple. And they can, the tickets are, advance tickets are $10, and they can be bought at poetry247.com, you know, poetry247.com/keeper, K-E-E-P-E-R. You can buy tickets online, and that's probably the best way to get it, because I'm sure your listeners all over the place. So, you know, you can go to poetry247.com/keeper. And it has all the information, even has the video commercial that we shot, so you definitely need to check that out. It's very interesting.
Yeah, the video commercial is awesome. And again, I'm just so excited about what you're doing for the poetry industry. You know, you're doing videos, you're doing promos, you're doing commercials, you know, you participate in the artist conversation, you partner with Poetry247. com. I mean, you're doing some really phenomenal work, and so we're so excited to have you on Master Grid Radio today.
Oh, and if I may say, because a lot of people were asking me this, in terms of like with the videos and the music production, this is a service that we offer to the poetry community, and with Grill Soul Recordings right now, it's more so a service for poets who are looking for quality music production, as well as to be able to shoot videos and all that sort of thing. But we also offer a platform in which to promote and market. Like most of the artists that we work with in terms of shooting their videos, we also are in partnership with Poetry 24/7 in the marketing and the promotion of, you know, the spoken word product that we help to get out there. So, you know, because a lot of us, you know, we need assistance. A lot of us want to do more things, but we want a cost-efficient way to do it. But it's like we don't have the connection on how to do it. So we set up, you know, in the meantime, between time, we're more so a service provider, more so than like a traditional record label, if you will. So it's not that sort of thing.
Yeah, I want to talk about that, but one more time, I need the date of that show.
The date of that show, I'm sorry, it's Saturday, March 2nd. Saturday, March 2nd. And that's Am I My Brother's Keeper, Real Men, Real Talk. Yep, and it's at Aprons, 1621 Cecil B. Moore Avenue.
Or street. Okay. That's awesome. When we come back, we're going to take a pause for the calls, and we're going to listen to one of the tracks, we come back, I want to share with you more just from an artist perspective. People know me well as a producer and all that kind of stuff. But even I, as an artist, don't have, you know, would like to talk to you more about how an artist, from an artist perspective, I can take advantage of some more of the things that you're doing with
okay.
Kushite Entertainment. And we want to talk about Kryptonite Chronicles. So everyone listening today, tonight we're going to, at Master Grid Radio, we thank you for being here. We are going to take a moment and we're going to listen to a track. And we want you to keep in mind that real soul from wounds that heal, that's what we're going to do now. So let's go.
Okay.
I'm that sage upon which Malcolm X laid. The blade in that Turner's hand that made the man brave. The brains and the worship, the words of Martin King. Not the dream, but the reality the fatality brings. The tears of Betty Shabazz, Coretta Scott King. The years have gone past and the masking got a thing. I'm a stone deaf ear that can't hear what you sing. If it's the same old song like Let Freedom Ring. I'm that ring of Ali. The 16th Olympics, black glove on a black fist representing black love. A thug fedora listening to a Marvin song. With heroin in his arm wondering what's going on. I'm them Chuck Kazan, Dr. J's feet squeaking on a hardwood. I can fly 6 feet. I'm with Sonya Sanchez, speak with Nikki G thinks. I'm a 70s pimp, living by my instincts. Embodied in the Curtis Mayfield lyric. Then once you hear it, you can feel me in your spirit. I'm that silly Jimi Hendrix, the sound wave in the brain, the effect of cocaine. I'm the veins of Rick James. I'm that Matthew, the better half of you. The decision your mother made in having you. I'm Pennsylvania Avenue, I'm 33 Burns. I'm the history untaught that the seas never learned. Like all the politicians that deceive at every term. I'm the love to art without thought, receive, overturn. I'm the black heart that embodies the black thought. I'm Courtney Dow, for the ground, holding the people down. I sing with the lover sage, I hear you, brother Che. There'd be more nightlife on any given day. I'm an open mic that's been closed for the night. A photograph of the ab, nigga, pose for the bright. I'm someone 16. Taking a sick dream. Only way that I can shine is to make my shit bling. Cause of a people station, I think 92 cues. If I had 90 fingers, I'd get 90 fuck views. I'm a form to get performed for the sake of show fools. They like real opinion and afraid to show views. I'm coming in great flow. The crowd feels with jewels, but after the show, man, the crowd feels confused. I'm a dancer, dance for the sick of just dancing. I sing a song sung for the sick of romancing. Nigga world funeral for black people's enhancement. By the National Association for Colored People's Advancement. I'm a play on words. I'm an oxymoron. I'm Al Sharpton's hair. I'm a fucking moron. I'm born to a city's high rise and age rate. As the hilly high rise to the skies they hate. I'm lack of funding for black art programs. Skills got from beyond. Be your own programming. Hold me more close, man. Show us that you love her. I'm the spirit of the black arts, man. The spirit of Ruby Glover. I'm an independent artist that wanna see his goals, see his words unfold, not just see them sold. Move out of this matrix. Watch us Neo grow. It's beyond spoken word. It's a real soul.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Master Grid Radio. This is Sweet Fran Shine. We are speaking with Either Poet MC, a Grid Soul recording artist and poet now residing in Philadelphia. Welcome back, E.
Thank you.
Now, so tell us more about the track that we just heard, Wounds Never Heal. And more about your catalog. Like I said earlier before the break, you know, Kryptonite Chronicles is what I see mostly that people are interested in right now. Can you tell us more about that specific track and maybe share some of your favorites from your catalog?
Okay, well, I've been recording, like putting out CDs and things of that nature since like 1998. So the catalog is pretty extensive. Like the song you just played is a song entitled Real Soul. That was Real Soul from the CD Wounds Never Heal. Just makes the poetry.
Oh, okay. From the CD Wounds Never Heal. Okay, I don't have
right.
that one. That's why I wasn't familiar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, it gets kind of confusing because I usually put out like 2 to 3 projects in a given year. So
mm-hmm.
it's like if you're not, because the best way to stay current with me is through my website,
boombatsyntax.com. Boombatsyntax, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, boombatsyntax.com is, you know, so every time we add a new CD to the catalog, we pretty much try to post it up there so everybody can stay in tune. The video Black Men is the new video from my latest project, which is entitled Free Verses. That's the new project that's out now. It came out at the end of December, entitled Free Verses, and the project right before that was Kryptonite Chronicles.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I put out so much material, because it's like, you know, when you're on the independent show market or what have you, it's a little different. It works a little different than the mainstream music industry. The mainstream music industry, they put a lot of marketing and time and space between putting out a project. So the average artist works on a project for about 2 years, and you know, you may be lucky, if you're lucky, you'll get a project from an artist like once a year. But because I work a lot and I perform a lot, it's like it doesn't take long for, you know, new work to come out and all that sort of thing. It's just a different time schedule. So, you know, it's hard to keep up unless you're going through the website and all that sort of thing. So, but it's a lot of product. It's a lot of product that comes out. Yeah, I don't know what to say about that, but it's just a lot of product.
Right. Well, that's good. I mean, you touched on something about the reason as an independent artist why you have to put out so much work. So that's a really good. You know, that's, we want to talk about that more. But we're going to take one more break. Before we do, I want to spell out the website for everyone where they can purchase your CDs and your product.
Yeah.
That's www.boombatsyn.
B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B-A-T-B
S-Y-N-T-A-X, everybody. S-Y-N-T-A-X.com. And that's where you get all of his products and downloads, et cetera. So we're going to take a moment. We're going to listen to someone that you're collaborating with on Am I My Brother's Keeper. We're going to listen to Shice, also known as Miss Betty Sun. And we'll be right back, listeners.
All right.
Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Before I bring out your feature, hold up. I need everybody's attention real quick. Up top, up top, up top, too. Look, I know y'all getting nice at the bar, y'all bellies is full, and I appreciate that energy because we need that love in here, but real quick. My man got something to say, he want to take the stage, but I need y'all to, I need all eyes up here. I need focus, you know what I mean? If y'all could please, I mean, take the cafeteria, lunchroom, school shit, and break it down to your church sermon, like, just for... 5 minutes. My man got something he want to say to y'all. Hey, Shice, come on, man. Hope you can calm him down.
How can I move the crowd? It's a question I ask myself every day. New week beginning, the world still spinning in a social decline. Got so many thoughts on my mind, can't wait to get to the venue and share some issues. Now, Rob, and realize nobody cares about the poet's tears, ideas, hope, aspirations, and fears. See, he came for the ladies, and she came for the drinks. And my mind starts to sink into a situation of deep dread, thoughts pounding in my head. When I'm called to the stage and I breathe, read excerpts from the book of my life, stand on stage, and I turn the page, and I realize I'm talking to a crowd of closed minds and dead eyes. Just wanted to share the art, but the words get sacrificed upon the cross, because my sisters are dealing with her own pain. Another broken relationship, thought that man would be the one, and street violence took somebody else's son, and there's a daughter home pregnant at 14 in the hood, got a way of crushing all our dreams. Got a father upstate, a mother with a drug habit, you just can't shake it. I want to speak to the crowd about the African child soldier in the Congo with the AKs. But right here, we got juvenile gangsters stuck in their ways. You can give it to me, and I put it all in my book of poems and make a burnt offering to the mantle. Because if a life is in shambles, trust me, ain't nothing you can't handle. But oh my God, it's hard. But tonight, we're going to turn this open mic into the afterlife. Here and now, it's heaven on earth. And it's going to get beautiful like a black baby's birth. Can't crip walk when I talk, get low when I spit fire. Smoke spoken word good deacon. Need you to hum along with the choir. This is street life salvation. Up ye mighty nation. Off the plantation. I'm so real. I'm drinking 40 ounces of liquid freedom while weak minds work the field. And African blood still spills from the masses bullwhip. But he gonna have to slow down. I carry a full clip. How could I move the crowd? It's a sign on the door. No niggas allowed. I only came to build with the gods. Head to the sky. Shice is your big brother. You can call on me. It's Satan on your back. Trust me. I'm knocking out all bullies. The devil ain't got nothing for me. I'm more powerful than a Negro spiritual. African legacy just rolls off my tongue like drums. Poetic rhythms of hip hop break beats when I speak to the gods. Peace.
Welcome back, everybody. You just heard Shicer, also known as Miss Betty's son, out of Philadelphia. One of the people that are, are collaborating on Am I My Brother's Keeper event on March the 2nd. Exciting. So we're glad to hear that. Now, I want to ask you a few questions. We are speaking with those of you just joined us.
Yeah. Hello.
We're glad he's on the line with us. Now, I've worked with you mostly as an artist, E, but I want, you know, like I said, I've been watching your moves as an entrepreneur, and I'm very excited because, you know, it seems like you are doing, you know, one of your motivations to do what you do as an artist and entrepreneur is that you want to move it along, and you had, you know, those opportunities weren't presenting themselves, so you created them, and that's how I end up producing live shows because I was like, hey, you know, we're more than just an open mic entertainment. You know, poetry is more than just an open mic stand here in front of a mic. It's a great venue. I love open mics, but we can use it, you know, we can show in so many other forms. So tell me what motivates you as an artist, and then move into that, and how did that inspire you into your entrepreneurial endeavors as a spoken word performing artist?
Well, for me, it's kind of like one, you know, form follows function. It's like, you know, you're an artist by, for me, I'm an artist by necessity as well as an entrepreneur by necessity. There is, you know, the most of us are attracted to writing art. I mean, we're attracted to art in general, like, because, you know, art in and of itself is very spiritual. You know, in Western cultures, art has been tabled into entertainment, which deals with, like, you know, just, you know, titillating your senses or whatever. But in traditional society, especially we as African people, art and spirituality, the carrying of your history, the expression of the God consciousness, all of that is done through art, whether it's visual art, whether it's writing, whether it's painting, whether it's dance, whatever. This is how we communicate with the universe. So
absolutely.
So when we are exposed to art, even as children, like you play some good music to a baby will respond to that. And you want to connect with that and become one with that. And some of us are blessed or called on by the Most High to be expressives of that energy, that essence or whatever. So it's like, you know, you have to express. And so once you get into a space where you have to write, express, like, you know, I try not to be an artist. I always wanted to do something where I think it was a little bit more sensible, but art just always gave me a call. Like, I couldn't get nothing else going on but art. So I'm an artist out of necessity of a need to express, you know, that God consciousness that keeps me up at night. So I have to express. So what really motivates me and why I write so much is, you know, there's so many things going on around us, and as artists, especially as poets, our job is like to observe, record, and deconstruct and give it back to the people. Like, you know, so much going on around us. This is like a very pregnant time that we're living in, so it has to be recorded. You know what I mean? I never want this time period to not really be fully digested for what it is. So most of my motivation to write, express, and all that sort of thing comes from a need to, like, observe, reflect, record, and deconstruct for the people. And as far as the entrepreneurial side comes, it comes out of once you start expressing, you don't want anything to keep that from getting to the people. So we start dealing with things like mass media. Like, we all sit around and complain about what mass media is doing to the people and what mass media is not doing for the people, and how the people would benefit from this conscious talk that we talk about in poetry and song. And if people were exposed to this, people would be better off. Well, if that is so, then that's your calling to create those bridges and those avenues by which the people do get this. So, you know, my thing is, you know, I come from a family line where we don't sit around and complain about things. We create the situation that we want to see.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, seeing like how I see the spoken word movement that we're a part of is not necessarily the same as other people. But I found that we're blessed with an opportunity that we, the actual artists, have an opportunity to be the business people that create the business systems around the art form. Traditionally, especially with black art, the owners of the clubs, the venues, the booking agents, the managers, the record labels, they were people who not only did they not look like us, but they weren't even artists themselves.
Right.
So black people are used to being artists and allowing other people to set up the business system around your art. And then they start to dictate to you how to express your art. Well, we have an opportunity to not only to be the artist, but we can be as creative business-wise and create business systems around our art that we won't be taken advantage of, be exploited, be marginalized in how we express ourselves as artists. So it's a necessity in the modern context to be an independent artist. You have to be an entrepreneur. If you're not an entrepreneur, you're going to suffer in your art. You're going to be a frustrated artist that is not making the moves you want to make because you didn't study. As you learn, I tell people all the time, as you learn to master the disciplines of your craft, you have to also master the disciplines of business. You have to be as creative with business as you are with your craft. So if you're a top-notch poet or singer, you know, the times and the study of your craft, you need to put that amount of study in how can I create a business system that works for me. Everyone's business system shouldn't have to look the same.
Mm-hmm.
I created business systems around the things that I wanted to see. Like with the Art of Conversation, it's an interactive poetry event that goes on in like four or five different cities that we have going on, that because I wanted to see the people have an opportunity to talk to the artists as much as the artists are talking to the people.
Right.
I just wanted to see that. So we created that poetry venue. And I'm at one right now. As a matter of fact, I'm in Baltimore at the Art of Conversation in Baltimore, so I've stepped out for the interview, but yeah, that's what's
awesome.
Going on here.
Well, shout out to everybody. Tell them all we say hi. But listen, I want to explore that a little bit more, what you said, because I find everything you said to be absolutely true. As an artist, I do believe that's I'm most spiritual. I'm closest to God when I'm creating and performing and expressing my art, absolutely. And I also began, like as you have, the business part came out of necessity because I wanted to be true to what I was feeling and true to my expression. And I didn't want to be dictated by others or what they thought it should look like or sound like. You know, I was told, well, you're not a slam poet because you're not a poet. I'm like, really? Well, let me show you. I created the platform that I felt that best fit my style. And like you, I began to create businesses just to support my own business model. Okay.
Right.
So with that being said, and I know you're doing Twitch Light Entertainment and all the various things that you're providing artists, do you believe that because you're an artist and those who you're collaborating with in the business side of things will be able to have a greater sensitivity to the artist, knowing that every, you know, you can almost customize your business model as a spoken word talent? Or is that your approach when you're assisting people? When you're assisting those who are coming to you, whether they're using the studio, whether they're using your management services, whether they're using your recording services?
Absolutely. It's like, you know, everything is in the that's the difficult part of it, because I approach each artist with that idea, like everything has to be customized for you. You know, like with for instance, like when I do music production, like I play keys, I do a lot of things musically. That, like, with my particular product, like, my product sounds like hip-hop because I'm a hip-hop artist.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't, like, you know, that doesn't work for everyone. Like, some people need jazz. Some people need more gospel sounds. Some people need house music. And, you know, depending on what it is that you do. And that's one of the first things that happens when I get people in the studio. I try to get a feel for, like, well, what do you like? Like, because my rule of thumb with art, if I like it, somebody else is going to like it. So my first thing is to do art that I like. So I tell people, when you're doing a recording, don't worry so much about what you think people are going to like. Do some music that you want to hear. You know, like if you don't have a hip-hop leaning, why would you have, like, hip-hop tracks, you know, going along with your poetry? It's like, you know, if you don't listen to it, why are you trying to give it to someone else? So do the stuff that you want to hear. Like, you know, I always want to do a poetry thing with some house music, and I wanted to do this, and I always wanted to hear this. Like, please yourself first. You know,
right.
And think about how you want to look. Like, if I shot a video for you, like, you know, my video looks like how he looks. I talk about the things that I talk about. So it's like, you know, everything, we have to get into the mindset of, like, customizing everything that we do, but we're so used to a cookie-cutter culture that we think that, you know, okay, well, if this person gets on the stage and sound and do a slam style of poetry, if you will, then I have to do the same thing, when it's really, you know, get comfortable in your own skin and give that to the people. So, you know, and really your success as an artist and your success as a business person, you have to learn how to be comfortable in your own skin. So
right.
Self-love and self-knowledge precedes any good business or any good art.
I think that's awesome advice. This is an awesome interview. I really hope that our listeners will share this and come back to this, because you're giving them really, really good nuggets of knowledge, and and I hope it helps them expand their thought process, where they understand they're not limited as a poet, that they can just continue
right.
to grow and add, and to reach out to your company.
Definitely.
To get that help. So tell me, as an artist, because I'm already interested, because, you know, I do fine on the production side, and I want to talk about the balance between the two, because for me the challenge is that I'm always working on productions. I have 20 productions on the books already this year that I'm trying to learn the balance to put the more work into my creative efforts as a performing artist.
Right.
So.
Right.
Tell me how you balance it, how you keep sharp as not only a business owner and being creative as an entrepreneur, but how do you keep sharp as an artist when you're managing all this stuff?
I mean, with me, it's, again, it's like you do what's in your range of motion. Like, my thing is, don't ever put too much on your plate that you can't handle. It's like with the artistic side, you know, people express themselves as often as they do. Like, I don't believe in ever forcing the creative process. It's just that I feel creative in certain seasons, you know, certain things, because with me, I'm observing what's going on around me. So it seems like around certain times of the year, or every 2 to 3 months, I feel like I'm inspired, like, with a concept. Like, most of the projects that I do, they're concept albums or they're concept projects, or there's a theme in mind that I want to write, like, 3 or 4 pieces dealing with a certain theme, and then it kind of takes shape as a whole recording project, you know, that sort of thing. So that's my personal process. And with the business side of things, I mean, I think it's Virgo nature with me. You know, I compartmentalize everything and just put everything in its place, just, take it piece by piece. And usually maybe you need to separate things through seasons. Like, I have a creative season, I have a performance season, you know, and in between, I'm a people person, so I'm always in a creative mode, so it's easy for me to get into the studio and just create things for the people on the spot. I don't really have much of an explanation for that one, but you have to kind of, like, listen to your own spirit and follow your own, look at your own tendencies. You know what I mean? Like, certain things motivate you to write, certain spaces. Like, if you can find some quiet time, maybe that's your thing, or when you're chilling at the movies, this is when your ideas come. Whatever kind of sparks your creativity, you know, learn how to put yourself in those spaces that you have a season for that, and just learn everything in terms of balance. And once you get operations going on, like the Daughter Conversation, for instance, we started that back in, the first one was back in 2007. And since then, I've pulled on other artists. You know, I'm about each one teach one and kind of pulling each other up. So I have other people that actually host the events, which frees me up to go do other things. So I don't personally host Art of Conversation anymore. And when I can, if I'm near a city where one is going on, I'll pop in and perform and be part of the audience or whatever. But other than that, I have a few more show concepts coming up in 2013, this year here. So I kind of wanted to free myself up to create whole new productions. I'm about to get into a whole multimedia thing. It's going to get real crazy. So it's going
to
be new.
Oh, well, I'm excited to talk to you more about that offline. But Jacqueline is back with us. We're going to ask her to chime on in with us. Jacqueline, are you with us?
Yes,
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. I'm just enjoying the conversation. I'm recording the wisdom as it goes along. And I do want to thank you, E, first for being a visionary. Everyone's not a visionary, and it's refreshing to see people break out of the box in spoken word. And you are definitely motivating a lot of people. You're motivating a lot of people in Philadelphia, and I just, I definitely thank you for that. And then for it's a statement you made about, as a poet, our job is to observe, record, and deconstruct. And yes. I just hope that motivates a lot of, I know some phenomenal poets. They perform and everything, but they haven't recorded their work yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel everybody is messaged. You know, you have a message, and it's all purposed. And I've been put in places where I'm not necessarily a spoken word artist. I do write. I like the creative. I love the arts, period. And so I've been around arts a lot. But then at times I've been around, a lot of youth who are suffering, who are in, all kind of places. And I've seen, heard young people, guys try to rap. And, I see them model what they see in mainstream. And I see it get them nowhere. And I see them shot. I see them killed. I see all these different things. And then, I worked at a home for young men. And I'll bring in Just Greg's CD. I took him in the studio. I got him to record a couple and bring it in. They listen to that while we're in the car driving somewhere. And they like it.
Right.
They respect the lyricism.
Right.
And you can see the light bulb go off in a couple people's head like, hey, this is hot, but it's not negative. Right. And then they start to ask you questions. So, it's just been my mission in life. I felt I've been put because I've been blessed to hear the poet's word, and then I'm blessed to be around people while they only heard to share it.
Well, so, like, if I may, I have a program going on in the Baltimore City public schools. Like, I teach, 4 days out of the week in Baltimore. And I do this class called Poets and Lyricists. And in that reaction, just like you said, they model what they see. So they never see anything else. They never do anything else. So when the power of poets from their local environment in the school system, it's like a local poet is more tangible than a Rick Ross, if you will. Because once that poet comes into the school, they can connect with that poet. Like my students, they talk to me on Facebook, they talk to me on Twitter, they see me walking down the street whenever I'm in the city of Baltimore. I'm more tangible. So I can be actually a part of their lives. And I've been in and out of the school system in Baltimore for years. There's students that I saw when they were 13. They're like 23 now with children and things like that. So I've maintained those relationships over those years. And what has to happen, and this is the thing, and, speaking with black people, like my issues, because I'm a black person, so I'm going to talk about us.
Yeah.
Our thing is we tend not to connect the dots. There are people listening right now. They're in the school system, and they know the people that know the people that can get, let's say, a Just Greg at their school on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't make the moves to get that happening. It's very simple to get, especially with the decline, especially in a city like Philadelphia, when school systems are in a decline, these are some of the best times to approach schools about running art programs and just avant-garde things that they're willing to do because the budget is there, number one. It is there. And and they're willing to try things. And I tell people in Philadelphia, Baltimore's ahead of you in terms of what is about to happen to your school system. It's going to be consolidated.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the big school buildings that you have in Philadelphia, they're going to house 3 or 4 different schools in the coming years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be taken over by charter school corporations. There's a whole bunch of things that's about to happen because it's a concerted plan against black children and black people that's been in effect for the past 20 to 30 years. But we always shock because we don't do the homework and find out why these things happen. But in the meantime, between time, while these things are happening, we have an opportunity to set the things in place to rescue our children. So it's more than like, you know, oh, man, it's a shame things are happening to our kids. We actually have the opportunity to put things in place. So we need to have, like, our art community. I've been on this thing for a minute. Art communities, the local art communities in every city have to be sitting down with the activists and the political people and all that sort of thing and come up with we're coming together with strategies to feed black people. And a lot of times in most cities, the communities are segregated. You have your arts community over here. You have your activist community over there. You have your people over here, and you have the educators over there. Everybody needs to come together and get some things done.
And that's true. That's just absolutely true. Just period, as a people, we have to get out of the Willie Lynch and find every reason to divide, learn to come together. And we need to learn to create vertical paradigms. I'm so sick of us Annie Oakley and each other. And, you know, for people who know Annie Oakley, you know, anything you can do, I can do better.
Right.
Instead of moving vertical, we're all moving horizontal doing the same thing. I mean, I've been on the street.
Vertical paradigm. It's not like Powernomics right there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you look up the Mass Degreal project and all, you'll see what it's all built on. You know,
there you go.
You know, Dr. Claude Anderson. I used to sell books, so from selling books to meeting people, you know, I'm bringing to light concepts I wrote back in the 90s. But
okay.
I'm just an idea person, so I get the idea, I write it down, and then somewhere, you know, time and all catches up, and then I can, you know, share it. But
there you go.
The main thing is, I just feel like, you know, we need to come together, and I want to motivate people on all levels. I deal with business people, and so right now with the Mass Degreal, I'm working to get small businesses and entrepreneurs that don't have these huge budgets, instead of going out and look, you know, you need to advertise. You got to put some money in marketing. Our poets, these people got the ear and the heart of the people locally. You know, use them as a vehicle. I'll help you develop a strategy that will get your business seen partnering with a poet. So by you funding their project, you help the art, and then we help our businesses because, you
there
know,
you
he who pays the piper picks the tune. So we all need to
there
elevate each other, and we can do it non-competitively.
There
and
you
so
go.
That's my spirit. That's my purpose. So when I see a person like you, I'm excited because you had these great ideas. You know, these are things I've actually been saying and seeing. Take you over to London. Honestly, a lot of things we're doing here, we're like, they're still, you know, they've been doing with spoken word, you know, for a long time. And so it's just great, you know, when we can expand. And then you also have a love and a heart for the people. It's not just about you and your poetry.
And
we're purpose. So, you know, we have it's a message you have to give. And I feel the artists are the storytellers and the keepers of our culture. And it is incumbent upon any community to make sure we don't have an epidemic of starving artists. We need to feed our artists because they have a job to do. And at the same time, the artist has a responsibility back to the community. So that's my thought pattern.
Real quick, ladies, I apologize profusely. I did not bring my charger. So
okay,
my
we
phone.
Understand.
And I'm on my phone. So what's going to happen maybe in the next 2 to 3 minutes, the phone's going to shut down on me. I see him on my last computers, but...
Well,
so I need you to close us out, E, real quick. I'm sorry, just real quick. I want you to close us out with some information about you. You have a new CD out right now, Free Verses.
Yes.
How do people, get your music? How can they contact you so they can find out everything that's going on? And then another time we're going to bring you back on. I may bring you back on in June. I'm working on closing in Talam when I get his confirmation. Because I want you to talk about your collaborations, which, you know, that's another important part of the business.
Cool. Well, Franchon already has the website. That's the best way to contact me. TheBoomBapFintech.com. Yeah, it's BoomBapFintech.com. It'll connect you to my Twitter, my Facebook, the CDs, the videos, everything is right there on that on that website. And again, I really want to thank you ladies for bringing me on and allowing me to talk to the people. That's a beautiful thing, and I'll be listening. I'm familiar with both of your work and all the great things you're doing. Don't think people don't know what you're doing. It's a beautiful thing. And, yeah, so thank you again.
Well, thank you so much for coming through. Right. We absolutely got to have you again, as Jacqueline mentioned. We know your phone's about to die, so we're going to talk to the people. It was a pleasure talking to you on this level, E, and I will be in touch as well. Master Grid Radio, you know, we're doing what we do. We just spoke to E, the poet MC. As he mentioned, he's doing some great work as a poet and as an entrepreneur. He offers some great resources that he didn't get to share before he closed out. Make sure you reach out to him on boombatsyntax.com because it's time to get your work out. You need a promo video. Do you need recording? Do you need a book? What do you need? Make sure you call them because they have the artist and the poet in mind when they're working with you.
Absolutely. Thank you, ladies.
And I think that you should reach out to E right away.
Jacqueline? Yes. I'm going to share the same thing. You know, definitely reach out to E, poetry247.com. These are all some great young men and that are doing great work and hitting very different aspects of the industry. So if you want a chat book, they just have great ways to market you, and they're working together. And that's really important. And we got the tech community doing the same thing. So I'm really excited. You know, I find this is a time where I think we're starting to realize we need to come together and work together instead of against one another. And
let me share this.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. So we had a pause.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just want to share also with everyone, you know, as we mentioned earlier, I'm Sweet Franchise of Sweet Franchise Entertainment. I am a live music show producer here in Wilmington and Philadelphia area. We do a very unique show called Soul Opera. If you're a poet, a singer, a dancer, a visual artist, an artisan, please reach out to us at www.peacelovepoetry.com. Send us your information or check us out on Facebook or Twitter under Sweet Franchise, SuiteFranchon. It's just a good time to see all of us coming together in the Philadelphia, specifically in the Philadelphia and Wilmington, Delaware areas, coming together as poets on a mission to change the industry, to make it a viable industry for working artists and specifically working poets, thanks to Master Grit Radio and Jacqueline for her insight and vision on also creating other various platforms for us to share. So we want you to know that right here on Master Grit Radio, this is a good space for you to increase and grow as a spoken word artist, and we are here to support you in every way. And it's apparent through this interview with E that we have a lot of great relationships that you can use to customize your business model and what you want to do as a spoken word artist.
All right, that's definitely excellent. And you can check us out on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/groups/Master Griot Radio, and it's GRIOT. Come and network with us there so we can move from beyond just speaking to actually networking. So, you know, you can come together. Maybe you offer different things, and we're all just looking to advance one another and to move forward and really lift up our community. We have a job to do, and it's time to stop looking for others to do for us what we can do for ourselves. We really have everything we need to be the community we need to be if we just start turning to one another, becoming strategic, and just reaching out. And to that end, I did want to say, if it's any singers out there, and I'm going to just check with you, Franchise. We have an artist, a hip-hop artist, Intelligence, that is looking for a singer to sing some hooks on her track, If You Ever Doubt It. And it's just a performance part. Everything is written. It's just performance. So, and it's already getting radio play. And she is MC Lyte's Hip Hop Sisters next top female MC. So she's going to be getting play. So if you want to take this opportunity to really market yourself and get your name out there at no cost to yourself. You know, just hit us up at talktous, the number 2US, talktous at mastergriotradio.com. But I'm going to also hit you up with that, Francois. Maybe you can help. Because we also, okay, we don't just want someone to sing. We want the person that has that good business etiquette.
And right, we got you.
Yeah, you know. You know, we want to make sure that we're good business people, too. So, to that end, I think, you know, it's been a great show. We're going to be back next month with the Queen's Roundtable. And we already
Yay!
Have Whisper booked. And we're going to be booking a couple other people. So, you know, last year the Queen's Roundtable is hot. You know, when the women get to speak, we have two. We got Whisper and Sweet Francois. She's also one of our poets, so we have two, and we're going to look at bringing them up, two more women, and do a roundtable discussion. We're going to be playing their poetry and speaking, and you're just going to find out all the awesome things that these women do. And, we, you know, the queens, they're queens of mankind, and, you know, we all sometimes need to sit at the feet of the queens and just listen. So that's next
All hail, month. All hail to the queens.
Yes.
Yes.
A girl Dior said, come and get your queendom on. The queendom
come get your queendom
come.
On next month. Make sure, listeners, that you tell a friend, bring a friend. We look forward to growing our listening base every month. We think we're offering something unique here at Master Grit Radio. And don't forget, you can also listen to Master Grit every Monday. Check out the website for the listing for the month.
All right. And www.peacelovepoetry.com for Sweet Francois to follow up. And you can also find us at www.mastergriotradio.com. Have a great day, and we speak for you. Peace and love.
And light.